Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden holds a rare press conference Wednesday to kick off his second year in office, hoping to reset the agenda ahead of what could be brutal election reversals for Democrats. This will be Mr. Biden's first press conference of the year and the first formal such event at all since November. The president is likely to face questions on everything from the confrontation with Russia over Ukraine and North Korea's missile tests to U.S. inflation, COVID-19, and what he calls a threat to democracy from his predecessor, Donald Trump. The press conference will ignite an intense effort by the White House to spin the calamitous last few weeks into a new narrative, focusing on what officials say are Biden's many, if overlooked, gains during his first year in the Oval Office. It comes as a new Gallup poll shows Biden with just 40% approval, down from 57% when he started. As U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine, the Biden administration said Wednesday it's providing an additional $200 million in defensive military aid to the country amid soaring fears of a Russian invasion. A senior U.S. Department official said the assistance was approved in late December as part of American efforts to help Ukraine protect itself. Until Wednesday, however, the administration had refused to comment on it. The official wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly before Blinken's meeting in Kiev and spoke on condition of anonymity. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi in Moscow to discuss bilateral ties as well as the ongoing negotiations to revive the Iran nuclear deal. Raisi said he had presented Moscow with draft documents on strategic cooperation that would cement joint collaboration for the next two decades. Putin praised the country's close cooperation. This is VOA News. Telecom giants AT&T and Verizon began 5G service in the United States Wednesday without major disruptions to flights after the launch of the new wireless technology was scaled back. A handful of international carriers removed flights to the United States from their schedules Wednesday, but there were not mass cancellations, and some of those companies plan to resume service Thursday. A military court in the Democratic Republic of Congo rejected a bid Wednesday to have former President Joseph Kabila testify at a trial under the murder of a prominent rights campaigner. Three policemen are appealing against a death sentence over the 2010 killing in a case that stoked international concern over rights abuses during the Kabila era. Civilian plaintiffs in the case and 50 NGOs had asked the court to have Kabila and several other figures give evidence, but the request was turned down. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defied calls to resign in a feisty performance Wednesday in Parliament, but it may be too little too late to prevent his Conservative Party lawmakers from trying to oust him over a string of lockdown-flouting government parties. He tried to brush aside questions about the Partygate scandal that threatens his career in an exchange with UK opposition leader Keir Starmer that started with Starmer attacking the Prime Minister's changing story.
So this week, he's got a new defence. Nobody warned me that it was against the rules. That's it. Since the Prime Minister wrote the walls, why on earth does he think that his new defence is going to work for him?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, he talks about the rules, and let me repeat what I said to the Honourable Lady across the aisle earlier on. Of course, Mr. Speaker, we must wait for the outcome of the inquiry.
Switzerland will extend coronavirus quarantine and mandatory work-from-home rules until the end of February, and tentatively plans to keep other curbs on public life it tightened last month through the end of March, the government said Wednesday. Those measures include the need for people to prove they have been vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 to gain entry to many indoor venues as the cabinet tries to avoid another lockdown while COVID-19 cases spike. A United Nations representative in Afghanistan told a Taliban-organized economic conference in Kabul Wednesday that the country's exports have reached a surprising $1 billion for the first time. Deborah Lyons' remarks come as Afghanistan faces a humanitarian catastrophe and its economy teeters on the brink of collapse. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.